Random House Audio presents Ransom by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Ron McClarty. Chapter 1. Peter Matthew Morgan stood at the counter, picking up his things, a wallet with $400 in it from his cash account, the release papers he had to take with him and give his parole agent. He was wearing clothes the state had given him. He was wearing jeans, a white t-shirt with a denim shirt over it, running shoes and white socks. It was a far cry from what he had worn when he came in. He had been in Pelican Bay State Prison for 4 years and 3 months. He had served the minimum amount of time of his sentence, which was nonetheless a big hunk of time for a first offense. He had been caught with an extraordinary amount of cocaine, prosecuted by the state, convicted in a jury trial, and sentenced to state prison at Pelican Bay. At first, he had only sold to friends. Eventually, it not only supported the habit he had developed inadvertently, it supported all his financial needs, and at one time, his family's as well. He had made nearly $1 million in the 6 months before he'd been caught, but even that didn't fill the hole in the dam he'd created with the financial juggling he'd done. Drugs, bad investments, selling short, huge risks on commodities. He'd been a stockbroker for a while, and got in trouble with the SEC. Not enough to be prosecuted, in which case he would have been arrested by the feds and not the state. But he never was. He had been living so far beyond his means to such an insane degree, had so many potentially explosive balls in the air, and developed such a massive drug habit hanging out with the wrong people, that eventually the only way to negotiate his debt to his dealer had been to deal drugs for him. There had also been a small matter of bad checks and embezzlement.